Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Thousands of mourners descended on the Iranian city of Tabriz on Tuesday to mourn President Ibrahim Raisi after he was killed in a helicopter crash near the Azerbaijan border on Sunday, along with his foreign minister and seven others. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
State TV broadcast images showing many dressed in black, crowding a truck covered in white flowers, which carried caskets wrapped in Iran's national flag. Despite the turnout, some insiders see a stark contrast in public grief compared to past commemorations for the deaths of other senior figures in the Islamic Republic's 45-year history. Iran proclaimed 5 days of mourning for Raisi, but there was little of the emotional rhetoric that accompanied the death of Qasem Soleimani, a senior commander of Iran's elite Revolutionary Guards killed by a U.S. missile in 2020 in Iraq. His funeral drew huge crowds of mourners, weeping with sorrow and rage.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. The head of the World Health Organization called on Tuesday for Israel to lift restrictions on aid into Gaza, saying the primary pipeline for emergency medical aid into the enclave from Egypt had been cut off.
At a time when the people of Gaza are facing starvation, we urge Israel to lift the blockade and to let aid through.
WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus adding, without more aid flowing into Gaza, they cannot sustain the life-saving support of hospitals. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Tuesday a Gaza ceasefire deal was still possible, but added an international criminal court arrest bid for Israeli leaders was setting back diplomatic efforts. Testifying before Congress, Blinken was repeatedly disrupted by protesters critical of U.S. support for